Good afternoon. This is Mandy Billings with KSOM News. One person was injured in a motorcycle accident on Interstate 29 in Monona County Thursday evening. The Iowa State Patrol says 63-year-old Lee Lundberg of West Hope, North Dakota, was traveling south when the rear tire went flat, causing the motorcycle to go out of control. The motorcycle, pulling a small two-wheel trailer, entered the west ditch and overturned. A passenger, 62-year-old Terry Lundberg, was transported to Burgess Hospital for treatment of injuries. Governor Branstad was notified late yesterday by Federal Emergency Management Agency Director Craig Fugate that Iowa's request for activation of the Federal Individual Assistance Program for Fremont, Harrison, Monona, Pottawatomie, and Woodbury counties has been denied. Branstad says he intends to appeal this issue with FEMA based on the simple facts that the flood is still occurring, and as the waters slowly recede, new damages will be revealed, which will have further impacts to Iowans already fighting through the unprecedented flooding event. The appeal of the decision by FEMA will be coordinated by the Iowa Homeland Security and Emergency Management Division. HSEMD Administrator Brigadier General Derek Hill indicated that the division will be working closely with the local emergency management agencies to determine additional damages and impacts caused by the ongoing flooding. A Farmall tractor that was raffled off earlier this week at the Cass County Fair and that was auctioned off this morning will be raffled off again. Bennett Blake has a story.
A group of buyers has purchased the Farmall tractor, including Hy-Vee, Barclay Farms, Rex McDermott Family, Scott Jorgensen, and Greg Zelmer. The tractor was purchased for $5,300, and the group of buyers has agreed to raffle it off once again. The tractor will be on display at Hy-Vee. I'm Bennett Blake reporting.
Thank you very much, Bennett. There was a lot of optimism about Iowa's corn crop this year in June.
Even with the late planting dates, we caught up pretty quickly with heat units there. Since then, that heat wave in July has really dampened yields a bit.
ISU Extension agronomist Roger Elmore says it was too hot during pollination time, and that's going to reduce corn yields somewhat this year. Analysts expect the impact of the heat to show up in the USDA's next crop report to be issued next week. Lewis and Clark State Park Campground was reopened to campers on Thursday, nearly 2 months after it was closed, as a precaution ahead of the predicted Missouri River flooding. And road construction work will reduce Iowa 2 to one lane between Iowa 25 west of Benton and the East Junction with US 169 in Mount Air beginning Monday, weather permitting, according to the Iowa Department of Transportation's Creston Construction Office. A 16-foot lane width restriction will be in place in the open lane. Flaggers and a pilot car will be used to control traffic during the closure. The roadway will return to normal traffic patterns when workers are not present. The expected completion date for this project is early November. And that's news. I'm Mandy Billings.